General Flynn. I said, I feel like God wants us to team up to do a Reopen America tour and we get people back to God. And he says, I know. I'm going, you know?
What is required for the darkness to creep in is the absence of light.
We seem to have lost the value of our basic fundamental rights.
Our next presenter is from Canada, and so he's going to bring out his own podium. He wants to change the whole thing. These Canadians, all they want to talk about is Justin Bieber, the Mounties. They're always pushing Molson. I think that's the beverage they're pushing. They drink that stuff like water, pushing the Molson. Hockey. He really has his own agenda here. He's not going to really let us talk about what we want to talk about. We're talking about saving Canada, making Canada first. I'm just kidding. But let's bring out the podium real quick for our next presenter here, and I'll introduce him. This guy was the Canadian pastor who kept getting arrested for doing this crazy thing called keeping his church open. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and greet my good friend and yours, Pastor Arthur Pulaski, all the way from Canada. Yes! Yes! He shaved his beard for the first time just to be here. He did this for you.
The pastor of the prison was probably Thank you so much. Wow. A lot of memories. A lot of good memories. Not the solitary confinement. Or metal cages. Or psych ward, believe it or not. I was kept in a psych ward in Canada for preaching and feeding the poor. And without the evaluation of the doctors, without even the knowledge of Alberta Health Services, a total Soviet style. But I'm not going to talk about me. I'm not going to talk about what happened to us. I want to talk about family. This is a family reunion, and I want to focus on that. I'm very grateful to Clay and Gerald Flynn and my family here that I got invited, and I am able to talk and give you my heart, and that's what I'm going to do today. So, President John F. Kennedy said, "Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, in order to assure the survival and the success of liberty." Two men, yes, that was a powerful what this man said. Two men that exemplify this truth are General Flynn. Where is General Flynn? General Flynn and Clay Clark. I know what they went through. I know their tears. I know their heart. It's quite often a very lonely walk. So, on behalf of our country, in Canada, our men, Christians, I would like to present them with the silver and gold, our Canadian Tree of Life. If you can come. This is how this looks like. It's gold and silver. It's a tree of life. And if you know that in Israel, there are righteous among the nations, and there is always a tree being planted for the people that pay sometimes the ultimate price, willing to sacrifice themselves in order to preserve life. So General Flynn, I want to present you with this. Thank you. I'm going to cry too. Thank you. Thank you. When I was hunted down, Americans stood by my side. And I truly believe that because of those men and people like you, I'm still alive. And of course, God. I was told by the Canadian authorities that tens of thousands of Americans were phoning the Canadian government every day, demanding my release from metal cages and solitary confinement. And I believe that those tens of thousands of Americans were triggered by people like Clay and General Flynn. So I have the second one, a tree of life for Clay. Thank you for being a friend, for willing to pay the price, for embracing a man like me, and for fighting for my life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You see, this is why we do what we do. We do it for our families. We do it for our children. So for their acts of kindness, courage, and determination, as you know, they were vilified, viciously attacked, and financially hurt. I want to just add something here. Clay, I know his story. Some of you do know his story. He lost literally millions of dollars for doing this. If you can chip in and help that family to recover what the enemy has stolen, please do. It's very hard to fight the beast, the globalists. They have, it seems, unlimited resources, but I want you to know that there is truly more of us than of them. And if we come together in solidarity with each other, we will truly become unstoppable. And we know that on the cross, we already have the victory. When you show up into the battlefield, and General Flynn knows that, when you show up into the battlefield and you already know that you have the victory, everything else becomes just a formality. We already know that we have won because Jesus won on that cross. So those men have not give up. They have never quit. Someone said that strong people stand up for themselves, but stronger people stand up for others. And that's exactly what they did. My family and freedom-loving people around the world are very grateful that during our struggle, God has given us strong and courageous friends that were willing to do what is right. It is what Elie Wiesel, the survivor of Auschwitz and Buchenwald, I have visited Auschwitz-Birkenau many times. I took Americans to that site, I took Canadians to that site, I took my family, my children multiple times because I want the people to remember what happens when people will not put a check in the power of government. Here's what he said after the war. In those times, there was darkness everywhere. Only a few had the courage to care. There is always a moment when a moral choice is made. We must learn from them, and in gratitude and hope, we must remember them. Please remember them. Do not forget. Sometimes it feels that everyone has left you, that you are plowing by yourself, but that's not true. There are people. There is God. There is the cloud of witnesses that is cheering us up. So please keep those men in the trenches in your prayers. Lift them up. Remember them. So General Flynn and Clay, we remember and we will not forget. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you his shalom, his peace. I wanted to do this at the beginning, and I'm not going to talk about what happened to me. I mean, I can talk for hours and hours and hours. And if you don't believe me, sometimes when I travel around and I'm invited to preach in a church, a pastor would come to me and says, well, you have as much time as you want. I said, be very careful. What you wish for, my record is 23 hours straight. When I was locked up with other inmates, I had captive audience. There is absolutely nothing more beautiful for a preacher than to have captive audience. So be very careful. I can talk, but you know, I was thinking about it. I was pondering in my heart, what am I to tell my American brothers and sisters? And I truly felt that this event is not about what happened to us, but it's about what is coming. It's about America, what it means to be an American. And I know this is strange that the Polish man with a funny accent is going to tell you what it means to be an American. But I'm used to, God works in mysterious ways. I remember one time a pastor calls me and he says, I would like to invite you to speak at the 4th of July. And I want you to educate American people about the independence of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. I said, I think you've got the wrong guy. I grew up in hell behind the Iron Curtain under the boots of the communists and socialists. What am I going to tell them? It's like, you should have an American. He says, well, Americans do not know their history. And I do teach history. So I got invited to preach for hours about the Declaration of Independence, the price that those men paid, the Constitution. And I want you to know that when I travel around your beautiful country, people come to me and say, this will never happen to us. We have the Declaration of Independence. We have the Constitution. I said, you have not been paying attention. It's not coming. It's already happening here on your watch. Tyrants do not care about your piece of paper. You must care about your piece of paper. So I want to talk about this before we answer the question of why we cannot be silent in the face of tyranny. We must understand why and for what we are fighting for. And since we are celebrating 250 years of this amazing journey called the United States of America, I would like to remind us what was and still is the beating heart of the miracle that we call an American. What are we standing for? What are we fighting for? What is an American? Do you know? Being an American is a dream. Dream that our forefathers had when they escaped the horrors of poverty, abuse of power, persecution and prosecution. The men and women that survived the famines and difficulties beyond our comprehension. They faced pain and were subjected to hardship that most of us will never experience. They were robbed, starved, imprisoned, sent to gulags. My grandfather was sent to Siberia. It took him 2 years to come back home. Many times they were staring down the barrel of a gun, denied necessities of life, their God-given right to worship and to raise their children in peace. But they remained strong, focused and determined, pushed forward from the harbors to the plains, through the Rocky Mountains and the forest, all the way to the West Coast. What was keeping them going? What was motivating them to pay at times an ultimate price? You see, it was the dream, that American dream of a land where a man can be free. A land where a man can worship his God without fear and persecution. A dream of a better tomorrow for them and for their children. Every day the dream was getting stronger and stronger and pushed them to their limits. By faith, they kept their eyes on that distant dream. Leaving everything behind, they took their boats and crossed the great waters of the unknown. They came here to this great land of opportunity, that land of the second chances, the land of the free. We escaped on a boat from behind the Iron Curtains. 3 times the government denied our visas to go, so we escaped. My father escaped a year before. We ended up in Greece. And I'll never forget our meeting in the Canadian embassy when I was told by the officer that Canada is the freest country on earth. Come to Canada. No one will ever persecute you for your faith. And here I am, 360 citations later, 21 years in a court, over 120 court cases and more arrests than my lawyers remember. Still in court. My brother David was arrested 13 times and our oldest son Nathaniel, that some of you met, over 20 times already. Our oldest son was denied to study in Canada because of what we do. So he had to move to Virginia to study law. And he just got hired by the California Liberty law firm to fight for American freedoms. Total turnaround. Americans fought for my life and for my family. Now my family is fighting for the liberty of America. Only God can do such a thing. So every day the dream was getting stronger and stronger, and they pushed to the limits. By faith, they kept their eyes on that distant dream. Leaving everything behind, they took their boats and crossed that waters of the unknown. They built their homes and raised their children, and their children had more children. They kept building the land of the promise. Promise for all. A better place. A bigger dream. And we all came here for the same dream. And that dream is under attack. Some of us that are gathered here are the descendants of those that paved the way all those many years ago. Others, like myself, have joined the same dream a little bit later. However, now we all sail in the same boat of promise, promise of a better tomorrow. Together today, we are continuing what others started. That is the American dream. That is what makes a man an American. That is what we are fighting for. Being an American, a real one, is believing in the same dream of freedom. Freedom in a land that has been seasoned with the blood of patriots, farmers, mothers and fathers, business owners, teachers, and soldiers. Those that not only believed in the dream itself, but were willing to die for that dream. The whites and the blacks, the Asians and the Indians, now today, together, we are called by the heavens to not only cherish what others have given us, but also to fight for that freedom with our sweat and blood. There are many people that ask me through this journey, are you willing to die on that hill? And I would fire back and I would say, if there was ever a hill to die on, this is it. This is it. This is the hill. If you're looking for another hill, you have not been paying attention. This is the hill to die on if God requires that kind of sacrifice. They lit my house on fire. They lit our church on fire. They burned down our children's bus. They broke into our home. They unscrewed tires in our pickup truck. I was assaulted. I had Antifa. I had death threats more than I can count of. Five inmates testified to our lawyers that the guards were giving them incentives to murder me in prison. I can go on and on and on. You see, there comes a time when a man must decide in his heart, is this worth it? And I'm telling you, my children are worth fighting for. Your children are worth fighting for. So today we're called by the heavens to not only cherish what others have given us, but also to fight for that freedom with our sweat and blood. And that's very important. There is a price that we need to pay. It costs the Father the life of his Son. It costs Jesus his own blood. Do you really think it's not going to cost you anything? I would say that it will cost you everything, not just something. A sacrifice. We must rise to the occasion and defend our inheritance. To stand against those tyrants that hate and seek to destroy what so many perished for. Harry S. Truman said that America was not built on fear. America was built on courage, on imagination and unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. And that's what we did. We saw the enemy approaching. The enemy was coming with terror, with fear. And we simply said what God has been teaching us for every day in a year. Every single morning when you wake up, God says to you and to me, fear not. Do not be afraid. If God is for us, who can be against us? I don't care how many uncircumcised Philistines are against me. Who do you think you are, you uncircumcised Philistine, that you should defy the armies of the living God? You see, we know how the story ends, so we must keep reminding ourselves we have already won. The enemy just doesn't know it yet. Long ago, the pilgrims came here in the name of the Lord and that beautiful dream in their hearts. Today, they are watching us from heaven and cheering for us. I can hear them saying, keep standing, keep fighting, do not quit, never give up, have faith and know that our God is bigger, stronger than all the idols of the uncircumcised. Abraham Lincoln had the same dream when he said, my dream is of a place and a time where America will once again be seen as the last best hope of earth. Being an American is willing to keep dreaming and to be willing to defend when needs be that dream against the enemies of liberty, life, and the pursuit of happiness. President Ronald Reagan, when he gave that speech in Germany, saying, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall," we, with my wife, we were on the other side of that wall. And thanks to that president and patriots from that era, Europe was liberated in 1989. Berlin Wall fell down. Iron Curtain was broken. You see, one man cannot do it. One organization cannot do it. One family, one church cannot do it. But together, when we come in unity, believing in the same dream, we will be unbeatable, unstoppable. Being an American is willing to keep dreaming and to be willing to defend when needs be that dream against those enemies. Here is what President Reagan said. "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States, where men were free." It breaks my heart when I see people cheering and yelling and screaming at the soccer games or hockey games, and 15, 20, 50, 100,000 people can come and be so passionate about, "I will offend you." That's fine. I really don't care. Stupid game. That has absolutely no more meaning than entertainment, bread and circus. But where are the patriots? Where is 100,000 people willing to stand up for freedom for them and their children? The challenges ahead of us are great. The enemy enormous, giants huge, the nightmares terrifying. However, our God, again, is bigger, stronger, and almighty. And again, if God is for us, who can stand against us? Greater is He that is in me than the one that is in them. Elmer Davis was right when he said that this nation will remain the land of the free only as long, only so long as it is the home of the brave. Are you brave? Are you willing to stand up against the giants of today and say, "Not an inch, not an inch"? Are you willing to remain brave in order to keep this land free? Being an American is being a dreamer, and to believe that America is a dream worth fighting for. Leon Sunen said, "Happy are those who dream dreams and are willing to pay the price to make them come true. Do not bow to tyrants. They have unleashed everything at their disposal against me. They tried to assassinate me, they imprisoned me, they ticketed me, they tried to bankrupt me. All those different things were unleashed, and here I am standing in front of me, in front of you. Do you see me depressed, suicidal? Poor me. Do not bow to tyrants. Every time they show up and tell you to do something, do the opposite. When they came to our church and they told us we cannot congregate, we did 8 services a week. When they told us we cannot sing, I told our worshipers, now we sing twice as many songs as normally. When they told us no Lord's Supper allowed, I said every time we meet we'll have Lord's Supper, and I live streamed it, everything. You always do the opposite. Good men do not bow before the wicked man. Do not bow to tyrants. Keep God in your heart. Stand for the truth. Never give up. Never quit. Keep fighting. Keep believing. Go out there and keep dreaming and inspire others to share and defend this incredible, incredible land. America will survive and it will thrive as long as the real Americans are willing to defend the dream called the USA. Now the question is, Are you an American? And are you willing to defend the dream? So be blessed, and in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I have a few books. I want to give it away. Who wants a book? Okay, come. This is the book from, I penned this book in solitary confinement. I don't want you to fight for it. I got more books over there. That book was confiscated by the Canadian government 3 times. And just for that, it's worth reading, I think. To find out why they're so terrified of it. I penned this on request forms that the inmates were giving, slipping under my solitary confinement doors. And I just kept writing the whole story. The background. Why I yelled at those nice officers, get out, you Nazis. You will find in the book the background story, the trials, the crooked judges, all those different things. So please, if you can, please support our fight. This is a QR code. You can get it on Amazon.ca, Amazon.com. That book was a bestseller in the first few days, I think in 5 categories or 6. And then the Canadian government stepped in and killed it. So they're terrified. I'm exposing political craziness there, the crooked judges. So if you want to support, please support us. Get the book and let the people know what's really going on. And please support our fight. I've launched the biggest lawsuit in the history of Canada. I'm suing Attorney General. I'm suing Calgary Police, Chief of Police, RCMP. That's like your FBI. I was arrested by our FBI multiple times. I'm suing what they've done to me in prison, Alberta Health Services, City Hall. I'm going after all of them. All of them. They are stalling. They're fighting. They want to bleed me dry. They are opposing everything we're doing. But I've told them, and I'm going to tell them again, Arthur Pawlowski will fight you until Jesus Christ comes back. So please join us if you can in this fight together. Let's bring justice back to our nation. Thank you so much.
Are you looking to start or grow a super successful business? Join Eric Trump, the New York Times bestselling author of The Carnivore Diet, Sean Baker. Join hundreds of real business owner client success stories at the highest rated business conference in America. Join Mel Kay, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Julie Green, Amanda Grace, Pastor Dave Scarlett, and myself in Tulsa, Oklahoma, November 5th and 6th. Attend the most real, the most authentic, the highest rated, and most reviewed Ultimate Business Growth Workshop. During this 2-day interactive business workshop, you're going to learn everything you need to know to make your business grow. Learn how to generate more sales. Learn how to produce additional high-quality inbound leads. Learn how to create repeatable systems. Learn how to build a successful business. And learn how to do it. Now. If you've ever wanted to learn how to start and grow a super successful company, this is the event for you. At our 2-day interactive business workshop, we will teach you specifically every step that you need to take to start and grow a super successful company. We will teach you specifically how to get to the top of the Google search engine results, how to dominate artificial intelligence search results, how to market via social media, how to generate more leads, and how to get in front of your ideal and likely buyers. We're going to teach you the step-by-step processes that you need to learn in order to hire, inspire, train, and retain high-quality employees and teammates. We're going to teach you specifically what you need to learn to manage a team of people. We're going to teach you how to manage your finances, how to look at the numbers, and to figure out the specific steps that you need to take to create a time freedom and financial freedom producing business. At the Thrive Time Show 2-day interactive business workshop, we've been teaching entrepreneurs everything they need to know to start and grow a successful company since 2005. In fact, at our 2-day interactive business workshops, we're going to teach you marketing, systems and scaling, human resources, accounting, social media marketing, branding, search engine optimization, sales training, financial management, and so much more. You can learn more and request tickets today simply by going to thrivetimeshow.com. Yes, you can request tickets today simply by going to thrivetimeshow.com. That's the website. Join Eric Trump, myself, and Team America live and in person at the Thrive Time Show 2-day interactive business workshop, November 5th and 6th in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
My name is Kevin Thomas, and the name of our company is MultiClean. We are a commercial janitorial service, and we serve the entire state of Oklahoma and Kansas and soon to be Arkansas. We have probably grown probably five times. I think when we first started with you, we had 60 to 65 employees. And now we have a little over 300 employees. Before we got involved with Thrive Time, we didn't really have any systems or processes in place. So I've probably been to, in 6-7 years, I've probably been to 12 to 13 business conferences. And amazingly, each time I go, I learn something new, and I'm so excited to bring it back and show the team about marketing and how to implement.
Okay, Aaron Antis, November 5th and 6th. Guess who's coming back to Tulsa? I will give you a hint. His first name is Eric, and his last name is Trump. Whoa. And his father is the 47th president of these United States. Yes, Eric Trump is joining us once again here September 25th and 26th in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the two-day interactive Thrive Time Show Business Growth Workshop. But Eric Trump is bringing friends. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Amanda Grace will be in the place. Dr. Stella Emanuel will be here in T-Town in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Julie Green will be on the scene. Mel Kay will be here to say hey. Dave Scarlett from the His Glory team will be here. It's going to be a blasty blast right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you want to start or grow a super successful company, if you want to make your wallet great again or make your wallet great for the first time, if you want to learn marketing, systems, scaling, human resources, accounting, social media, branding, search engine optimization, sales training, financial management, and more, get your tickets right now at ThriveTimeShow.com. Once again, it's ThriveTimeShow.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Wimpy. I'm originally from Tulsa, born and raised here. I've definitely learned a lot about life design and making sure the business serves you. The linear workflow for us and getting everything out on paper and documented is really important. We have workflows that are kind of all over the place, so having linear workflow and seeing that mapped out on multiple different boards is pretty awesome. That's really helpful for me. The atmosphere here is awesome. I definitely just stared at the walls figuring out how to make my facility look like this place. This place rocks. It's invigorating. The walls are super, it's just very cool. The atmosphere is cool. The people are nice. It's a pretty cool place to be. Very good learning atmosphere. I literally want to model it and steal everything that's here at this facility and basically create it just on our business side. Play is hilarious. I literally laughed so hard that I started having tears yesterday. And we've been learning a lot, which, you know, we've been sitting here, we've been learning a lot. And so the humor definitely helps. It breaks it up. But the content is awesome, off the charts. And it's very interactive. You can raise your hand. It's not like you're just listening to the professor speak. You know, the wizard teaches, but the wizard interacts and he takes questions. So that's awesome. If you're not attending the conference, you're missing about 3/4 to half of your life. You're definitely... It's probably worth a couple $1,000s. So you're missing the thought process of someone that's already started like 9 profitable businesses. So not only is it a lot of good information, but just getting in the thought.
Clay Clark is here somewhere. Where's my buddy Clay? Clay's the greatest. I met his goats today. I met his dogs. I met his chickens. I saw his compound. He's like the greatest guy.
I ran from his goats, his chickens, his dogs.
So this guy's like the greatest marketer you've ever seen, right? His entire life, Clay Clark, his entire life is marketing.
Well, people don't know this, but the Trump Organization has thousands of employees. There's not 50 employees. The Trump Organization, again, most people don't know this, but the Trump Organization has thousands of employees. And while Donald J. Trump was the 45th president of these United States, he needed a competent man to run and execute his business plans.
Showtime!
So the man that runs the Trump Organization for Donald J. Trump, as he was the 45th president of the United States and now the 47th president of the United States, is Eric Trump. And so Eric Trump is here to talk about time management, promoting from within, marketing, branding, quality control, sales systems, workflow design, workflow mapping, how to build. I mean, everything that you see, the Trump hotels, the Trump golf courses, all their products, the man who manages billions of dollars of real estate and thousands of employees is here to teach us how to do it.
You are talking about one of the greatest brands on the planet from a business standpoint. Right. I mean, who else has been able to create a brand like the Trump brand? I mean, look at it. And this is the man behind the business for the last, pretty much since 2015. He's been the man behind it. So you're talking, we're into 9, going into 10 years of him running it. And we get to tap into that knowledge. That's going to be amazing.
Now, think about this for a second.
But that Clay Clark, man, he is one character.
that's a good word for him, character. Yeah, that is it.
Good, driven, smart. And I've never met a guy who was so hyper all the time. He's doing so much good. And then I met his mother, and she just says, she just lets him be Clay Clark. I mean, so he's endorsed by his mother, and he's doing magnificent work. So it was great meeting you out there and all the people that he surrounds himself with. His Clay Clark starts his days at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, he's a machine. He's a machine.
Yeah. But his, you know, I have problems with my company starting at 9 o'clock. Yes, hundreds of people showing up at 5 a.m. in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Man, he's a leader of a leader. He's a fantastic young man.
Oh, he is.
The lineup continues to grow, and this is how we do our tickets here at the Thrive Time Show. If you want to get a VIP ticket, you can absolutely do it. It's $500 for a VIP ticket. We've always done it that way. Now, if you want a ticket, a general admission ticket, it's $250 or whatever price you want to pay. And the reason why I do that, and the reason why we do that is because we want to make our events affordable for everybody. I grew up without money. I totally understand what it's like to be in a tight spot. So if you want to attend, it's $250 or whatever price you want to pay. That's how I do it. And it's $500 for a VIP ticket. Now, we only have limited seating here, but the most people we've ever had in this building was for the Jim Brewer presentation. Jim Brewer came here, the legendary comedian Jim Brewer came to Tulsa, and we had
718 people. 718 people.
And I thought to myself, there's no more room. I felt kind of bad that a couple of people had VIP seats in the men's restroom. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. But I felt, so I thought, you know what, we should probably add on. So again, if you want to get tickets for this event, all you have to do is go to thrivetimeshow.com. Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you go to thrivetimeshow.com, you'll go there, you'll request a ticket, boom. Or if you want to text me, if you want a little bit faster service, you say, I want you to call me right now. Just text my number. It's my cell phone number, my personal cell phone number. We'll keep that private between you, me, everybody. We'll keep that private. And anybody, don't share that with anybody except for everybody. That's my private cell phone number. It's 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102. I know we have a lot of Spanish speaking people that attend these conferences, and to be bilingually sensitive, my cell phone number is 918-851-0102.
That is not actually bilingual. That's just saying Juan for a one. It's not the same thing.
I think you're attacking me. Now, let's talk about this. Now, what kind of stuff will you learn at the Thrive Time Show workshop? So, Aaron, you've been to many of these over the past 7-8 years. So, let's talk about it. I'll tee up the thing, and then you tell me what you're going to learn here, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to learn marketing and branding. What are we going to learn about marketing and branding?
Oh, yeah. We're going to dive into, you know, so many people say, oh, you know, I got to get my brand known out there, like the Trump brand, right? You want to get that brand out there. It's like, how do I actually make people know what my business is and make it a household name? You're going to learn some intricacies of how you can do that.
You're going to learn sales. So many people struggle to sell something. This just in, your business will go to hell if you can't sell. So we're going to teach you sales. We're going to teach you search engine optimization, how to come up top in the search engine results. We're going to teach you how to manage people. Aaron, you have managed, no exaggeration, hundreds of people throughout your career and thousands of contractors, and most people struggle with managing people. Why does everybody have to learn how to manage people?
Well, because first of all, you either have great people or you have people who suck. And so it can be a challenge, you know, learning how to work with a large group of people and get everybody pulling in the same direction can be a challenge. But if you have the right systems, you have the right processes, and you're really good at selecting great ones, and we have a process we teach about how to find great people. When you start with the people who have a great attitude, they're teachable, they're driven, right, all of those things, then you know you can get those people all pulling in the same direction.
So we're going to teach you branding, marketing, sales, search engine optimization. We're going to teach you accounting. We're going to teach you personal finance, how to manage your finance. We're going to teach you time management. How do you manage your time? How do you get more done during a typical day? How do you build an organization if you're not organized? How do you do organization? How do you build an org chart? Everything that you need to know to start and grow a business will be taught during this two-day interactive business workshop. Now, let me tell you how the format is set up here. And again, folks, this is a two-day interactive 15. Think about this, folks. It's 2 days. Each day it starts at 7 a.m. and it goes until 5 p.m. So from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., 2 days, it's a two-day interactive workshop. The way we do it is we do a 30-minute teaching session, yep, and then we break for 15 minutes for a question and answer session. So, Aaron, what kind of great stuff happens during that 15-minute question and answer session after every teaching session?
I actually think it's the best part about the workshops, because here's what happens. I've been to lots of these things over the years. I've paid many thousands of dollars to go to them. And you go in there and they talk in vague generalities and they're constantly upselling you for something, trying to get you to buy this thing or that thing or this program or this membership. And you leave not getting your very specific questions answered about your business or your employees or what you're doing on your marketing. And what's awesome about this is we literally answer every single question that any person asks. And it's very specific to what your business is.
And what we do is we allow you as the attendee to write your questions on the whiteboard.
Yep.
And then we literally, as you mentioned, we answer every single question on the whiteboard. And then we take a 15-minute break to stretch and to make it entertaining when you're stretching. This is a true story. When you get up and stretch, you'll be greeted by mariachis.
Sure.
There's going to probably be alpaca here, llamas, helicopter rides, a coffee bar, a snow cone.
You had a crocodile one time. That was pretty interesting.
You know, I should write that down and actually do that.
Sorry for that one guy that we lost.
The crocodile, we duct taped its face so that it was
a baby crocodile.
And it was duct tape.
Yeah, duct tape around the mouth so it didn't bite anybody, but it was really cool passing that thing around and petting.
I should do that. We have a small petting zoo that will be assembled. It's going to be great. And then you're in the company of hundreds of entrepreneurs. So there's not a lot of people in America today. In fact, there's less than 10 million people today, according to U.S. Debt Clock, that identify as being self-employed. So if you have a country with 350 million people, that means you have less than 3% of our population that's even self-employed. Yeah. So you only have 3 out of every 100 people in America that are self-employed to begin with. And when Inc. magazine reports that 96% of businesses fail by default, by default, you have a 1 out of 1,000 chance of succeeding in the game of business.
It's tough.
But yet the average client that you and I work with, we can typically double this. No hyperbole, no exaggeration. And I have thousands of testimonials to back this up. We have thousands of testimonials to back it up. But when you work with a home builder, when I work with a business owner, we can typically double the size of the company within 24 months.
Yeah.
Double. And you say double? Yeah, there's businesses that we have tripled. There's businesses we've grown 8X. There's so many examples. You can see at thrivetimeshow.com. But again, this is the most interactive, best business workshop on the planet. This is objectively the highest rated and most reviewed business workshop on the planet.
I was looking to learn how to take my business, like they've said today, from being very successful to being systematic. I've got a very successful practice in 3 different cities, make good money. Just want to take it to the next level with systems and processes to where I can drive my cars more.
Paul Hood.
I have been a CPA for 33 years.
And what kind of growth have you and your great team had here over the past, let's say, 5-6 years?
The last five, when I met you 5 years ago, we were doing 3 million. This year, we'll do 24 million.
Whoa. And you say, Clay, I'm not going to get a ticket unless you give me more. Okay, fine. We're going to serve you the same meal both days. True story. We cater in the food. And because...
Simple.
I keep it simple. I literally bring in the same food both days for lunch. It's Ted Escondido's, an incredible Mexican restaurant. That's going to happen. And someone says, I want more. This is not enough.
Give me more.
Okay. I'm not going to mention their names right now because I'm working on it behind the scenes here. But we've got one guy who's given me a verbal
to be here. And this is a guy who's one of the wealthiest people in Oklahoma, and nobody really knows who he is because he's built systems that are very utilitarian, that offer a lot of value. He's made a lot of money in the it's where you rent. It's short term. Not it's where you're renting storage spaces. He's a storage space guy. He owns the what do you call that? The rental, the
storage space,
storage units. This guy owns storage units. He owns railroad cars. He owns a lot of assets that make money on a daily basis, but they're not like customer facing. Most people don't know who owns the mini storage facility, or most people don't know who owns the warehouse that's passively making money. Most people don't know who owns the railroad cars, but this guy, he's given me a verbal that he will be here, and we just continue to add more and more success stories. So if you're out there today and you want to change your life, you want to give yourself an incredible gift, you want a life-changing experience, you want to learn how to start and grow a company, go to ThriveTimeShow.com. Go there right now, ThriveTimeShow.com. Request a ticket for the two-day interactive event.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Thomas Crossan, owner and founder of Full Package Media in Dallas, Texas. I've been a coaching client with Clay Clark since the beginning of our business. We started about a year ago, August of last year. I had no clients, no idea what we were doing, no clue. Really what was going on, and now we've grown to where we've got six photographers, we've got office space here, I have an admin sales person that works for us full time, developing an online system, and a lot of that growth we attribute to Clay helping us, and there's so many things that, his stuff is not, revolutionary, it's not this crazy walk on hot coals and all this stuff, it's just real stuff.
It's going to be a blasty blast. There's no upsells. Aaron, I could not be more excited about this event.
I think it is incredible. And there's somebody out there right now, you're watching and you're like, but I already signed up for this incredible other program called Smoke Your Way to Thin. Oh. You think that's going to change your life? I promise you, this will be 10 times better than that. Whoa.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
Don't do the Smoke Your Way to Thin conference. That is, I've tried it. Don't do it.
Yeah, chain smoking is not a viable, it is life-changing. It is life-changing. If you become a chain smoker, it is life-changing.
Not the best weight loss program, though.
Right, like, So if you're looking to have life-changing results in a way that won't cause you to have a stoma, get your tickets at ThriveTimeShow.com. Again, that's Aaron Antis. I'm Clay Clark, and reminding you and inviting you to come out to the two-day interactive Thrive Time Show workshop right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I promise you, it will be a life-changing experience. We can't wait to see you right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. What kind of growth have you had since you and I have been working together over these past few years?
3.45 million. I got those stats before I got on here.
So you've grown by 3.45 million?
Yeah, 3,450,000.
Would that be like if you took the combined revenue and maybe doubled it? Have we gone up by
About almost three, not quite. Whoa.